Hello, this is my Lenten diary for March the 25th, 2012. Lent is not usually characterized as a season of feasting. We often think of Lent as a desert time, a time of emptiness, a time of aridness, a time where we make space, a time when we live with less, a time where we take away things in order that we might hear more clearly from God. Tucked away, usually in the middle towards the end of Lent, is a feast of the church, which is often overlooked. We were reminded of that feast by our assistant rector, Beth, this morning in her sermon. March the 25th is the day set aside by the church to recall a very particular moment in the Christmas story. The moment is Gabriel's message to Mary that she has been chosen. The feast is called the Feast of the Annunciation, and most of the time it is celebrated on March the 25th, the only exception being if March 25 falls on a Sunday. March the 25th, 9 months to the day ahead of Christmas. This morning, as Beth preached the sermon and told the story of Gabriel's visit to Mary, I heard something that I'm sure I've heard before, but this morning it really affected me in a different way. What I heard was Mary's response. As Beth told the story of Gabriel's visit, Mary's questioning, Gabriel's explanation of the message, "You will bear the Son," Mary's response was particularly poignant. She said, "Here I am, the servant of the Lord." If we're not careful, we can read that as docility, as passivity, as the really shy musings of a girl who's a wallflower. But that misses the point of what Luke might want us to hear when he tells the story in his gospel. To say, "Here I am," is for Mary to affiliate with all of the prophets and chosen people in her tradition. Think about it. When Abraham receives the call from God, what does he say? "Here I am." The prophets, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Samuel, when they hear the word of the Lord through the voice of the Spirit, their response, "Here I am." For Mary to say, "Here I am," is for her to be put on a plane with the great prophets, the patriarchs of her people. Those words give her a voice in a culture where women had no voice. "Here I am." The prophets responded to God's call by delivering God's spoken word. Mary responds to God's call by delivering God's word in the flesh, in Jesus. A little later this morning, a group of us gathered in the nave and reviewed the last four stations of the cross. One of those stations has to do with the body of Jesus being given to his mother after his death. It's a powerful thing to think about this young woman, now 30 years on,
And she not only has watched and had her soul pierced by the trajectory that her son's path has taken, but now she cradles the lifeless body of the child that she had given birth to and nurtured, of the child of promise. It's a poignant reminder to us of a number of things, not the least of which is our charge to carry the Word of God and to carry Jesus into the world. We are about to enter the last week of Lent, and we're looking already toward Holy Week and Easter. We will walk the way of the cross. We will hear the story of Jesus' trial, of his death, and his resurrection. But tucked in the middle of this great passion narrative is the poignant voice of a teenaged girl who says to the messenger from God, "Here I am. Here I am." Let us pray. Almighty God, you alone can bring into order the unruly wills and affections of sinners. Grant your people grace to love what you command and desire what you promise, that among the swift and varied changes of the world, our hearts may surely there be fixed where true joys are to be found. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord, may the peace of Jesus, Son of Mary, Son of God, be with you.